With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. As of yesterday afternoon, all resources have been released from the Sunrise Court fire burn area. A wildland fire broke out just outside of Glenwood Springs Wednesday, forcing residents to evacuate. They were able to return to their homes around 7:30 p.m. Wednesday night. The Glenwood Springs Fire Department says the fire burned 19.7 acres with no homes lost. As of 3 p.m. yesterday, the perimeter of the fire was reinforced and declared completely contained. Though resources were released from the scene, the Glenwood Springs Fire Department will continue to patrol and monitor the fire over the next few days. The cause of the fire is unknown and still under investigation by the Garfield County Fire Investigation Response Team. The annual Jazz Aspen Snowmass Labor Day experience kicks off tonight. The weather looks clear, but last year, intense lightning forced concertgoers to wait in long lines and stormy weather to evacuate Town Park. Kristen Kay has more.
JAS CEO Jim Horowitz says the organization reevaluated its communication and emergency procedures for this weekend. One big change is a booster from AT&T to improve cell reception.
There will be a lot more communication in multiple formats, and there's more service.
There will also be more signage around the grounds of the festival about evacuation routes. Buses used to transport people to and from the event will make fewer stops in case of emergencies. In addition, concertgoers can get updates on the Labor Day Experience app this year. Horowitz says their organization, like other entertainment and sports events, has also had to think about preventing mass shootings.
All public gatherings now. This is part of the world that we live in.
Attendees can expect to see more security screening at the entrance this weekend. Kristen Kay, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
Governor Jared Polis' appearance at an oil and gas convention turned tense this week when the governor defended his decision to give local governments more power to regulate the energy industry. Scott Franz was at Wednesday's meeting and has more.
Polis told the crowd of hundreds of energy workers and executives they shouldn't worry about the impacts of Senate Bill 181. But that led to a debate with Colorado Oil and Gas Association CEO Dan Haley, who thinks the new law is doing damage.
We've got local communities who have banned oil and gas, creating more uncertainty there. Our industry has seen some tough times this year.
I mean, they did that before 181 too. I mean, these moratoriums and bans are not something that 181 had much effect on one way or the other.
They're doing it because of 181.
They did it because of the lack of 181 before. So, I mean,
sure,
that's just what they're doing.
Polis said oil companies should focus on their revenue and costs, not Colorado politics. He also called some of the questions he got from Haley, quote, silly. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
And I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.